This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and to study with us for a little while today on the topic, We Cannot Defeat God. Last time we pointed out that while some men claim to be able to defeat God, and we must admit that in some sense they can, those senses are not in the ultimate sense. A person can defeat the ideal will of God in the sense that God wishes no man to sin. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, My little children, these things write I unto you that you may not sin. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. You see, it is not God's ideal will for anyone to sin even one time. God does not wish us to sin ever. But as Paul made clear in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, we all do sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so in that sense, that is that we have sinned when God did not wish us to, it can be said that we defeated the ideal or intentional will of God. But now since we have sinned, and even though we deserve to be punished forever because of it, for as Paul says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Nevertheless, because of the goodness and the mercy of God, we have an opportunity through the Lord Jesus Christ and His blood which was shed on Calvary to be saved from our sin. By the grace of God, not by works by which we earn our salvation, for no one can do that. But it must be by the grace, the favor, the unmerited favor of God, for such is the very meaning of the word grace. And so in the circumstance of our sin and of being lost, there is what might be termed the circumstantial will of God. That is, that we be saved through Christ. That we come to believe in Him, to love Him, and to obey Him, that we might be saved by His blood. According to strict justice, none of us deserves to be saved. And yet God is not only perfect in justice, He is also perfect in love, in mercy, and in compassion. And so by His grace, He gave us a way out of our sins. Jesus Christ died because of His love for us. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, He tasted of death for every man. Christ died then for our sins, and we must love Him in return and show that love in obedience. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, the Bible says, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. It isn't everybody who cries out and says the name of Jesus that will be saved, but it is those who do His will. Matthew 7, 21. But you can reject that. You can reject the fact that while Christ offers His grace, His salvation to everybody, Titus chapter 2, verse 11, that as a matter of fact, He is the Savior only of those who obey Him, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. There the Bible says, Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered. And being made perfect, He became unto all them that obey Him, the author of eternal salvation. Now, friends, you can reject the circumstantial will of God, just as you can reject the ideal will of God. You reject the ideal will of God when you sin even once. And you reject the circumstantial will of God when, after having sinned, you reject His way through Christ out of your sin. And finally, then, you can reject the ultimate will of God, but you cannot defeat it. You can say, I will not recognize the truth that the obedient will go to heaven and the disobedient will be lost. But nevertheless, the Bible makes clear that everyone who lives in disobedience to God will be lost, and those who live in obedience will be saved. And so no one can defeat the will of God, the ultimate will of God, to bless the righteous in heaven forever, and to punish the wicked in hell forever. Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time. And until then, may God bless and keep you is our earnest prayer.